Time for the call-in program, and we're joined on the line by Maulana Ridwan. Ma, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ma, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair always for your time.
Amen.
Maulana, any update on the latest developments at Sana'a over the last few days?
We've unfortunately had a few issues with companies using our logo without authorization. Sadly, we've had to deal with that. We've just received information of a Sears in Abu Dhabi that has used the Sana'a logo, so we are trying to deal with that. What we can advise listeners, and especially those in Abu Dhabi, if they are listening or would be streaming this, that we haven't certified that particular Sears at Ferrari World, or even visitors going from South Africa to Abu Dhabi and visiting Ferrari World, etc. We haven't certified any store there, and we are dealing with that issue of the use of our logo without authorization. We've also then had an issue, I'm sure if you've been out the field, we've had an issue with a company called Milky Mouse, which used the Sana'a logo on products. That matter is also being dealt with. The company is not certified by Sana'a and was not authorized to use the logo. We are dealing with that issue as well.
So that has been a busy few days, as always, at Sana'a, always in activities taking place all the time. We move on to our queries for the evening, and we open the lines on 011-854-1548 or 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. So if you have any queries, you can get them through to us in either way. Mom, the first query, Sundew ice cream powders.
Sundew Foods in Malaysia, we have certified. So if they're referring to that particular company, yes, that would be certified. Certainly the company based in Malaysia, Sundew, by the name of Sundew Foods, we have certified their products. If it is perhaps of another company, then they will have to call us in and give us that information so we can cross-check. But we have certified Sundew Foods.
Okay, we go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Salam. Ma'am, I'd like to know if Tinkies are allowed.
Tinkies are not approved by Sana'a. They contain bovine gelatin that's derived from non-halal slaughtered animals. Therefore, we haven't certified them.
And Cadbury's Marvelous Collection is allowed.
The Cadbury's Marvelous Creation, that is halal suitable.
Jazakumullah khair. For that, we go to the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
Is Magnum halal?
Magnum ice creams made in South Africa, those are certified by Sana'a. We do have a few Magnum products that are being imported. For example, the Pint and some of the tubs which come from Hungary, those are not certified by Sana'a. We only certify Magnum ice creams made in South Africa. And an easy way to distinguish that would be to look on the packaging or the ice cream containers. If it has the Sana'a logo, then those are made locally and certified by Sana'a. Where the product is imported, unfortunately, it will not carry the Sana'a logo.
Jazakumullah khair for that clarification. We go to the next caller. Sorry, that caller dropping the line on us. The next one is the Snack O Munch.
Snack O Munch, do you have more details on who is manufacturing those products?
No, not as yet. We'll ask
unfortunately, without that information, we wouldn't be able to advise on it.
072-786-1548. And then the next one is the Snappers by Frymax.
Snappers by Frymax is certified by Sana'a. There's no problem with that. It's halal.
The next one that comes through is the Rego Lightning Puff Corn.
That is also certified by Senha. That is Halal.
072-786-1548. You can send your messages through. The Nutri-Day Danone 100 ml yogurt.
Nutri-Day Danone 100 ml yogurt. Only the low-fat flavored smooth variant is approved by Senha. We should be careful that they have lots of products in all lots of different variants within the known range, the Nutri-Day range. We've only approved of the low-fat flavored smooth ones, the 100 ml, not the big ones.
The next one is with regards to the Kingsley cold drink.
Unfortunately, Kingsley cold drink, we don't have details, so we wouldn't be able to speak on that.
Nice and fresh Mari biscuits.
Nice and fresh. I'm not sure offhand if we certify the company or not. If the consumer can give us a call on 0817861. We try and check up at our offices if that company is listed with Senha.
Then the next one is the Striker biscuits.
Again, we'd have to know who manufactures that. It seems like that is a brand name of a particular manufacturer. If they can give us a call with details of who manufactures that, we'll try and follow up for them.
072-786-1548. The next query is with regards to the Wellington's sweet chili sauce.
That is halal suitable?
It's made by Wellington's sweet chili sauce.
Okay, that is halal.
We do have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
I wanted to know if the beaches chewing gum is halal.
Beaches chewing gum is not approved by Senha. It contains bovine gelatin derived from non-halal sorted animals.
Okay, the next one we go to. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
I want to know, is the Oreo McFlurry and the Oreo chocolate halal?
Those are imported products, so unfortunately we wouldn't be able to give you information on it. It is not made locally. We've only approved the Cadbury chocolate variants made in South Africa.
Okay, and we go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
What is it that you like now?
Malana, I wanted to know if the Nutri-Day low-fat plain yogurt is halal.
No, the plain one is not. It's only the Nutri-Day low-fat flavored smooth one, the flavored one, not the plain one.
Okay, jazakumullah khair for that. Then looking at some of the other queries by coming via SMS, spa margarine.
Spa margarine, if it's a spa-branded product, then regrettably we wouldn't be able to advise. The simple reason is that, unfortunately, spa is not willing to give information on their branded products. They're not willing to divulge who manufactures it or give any information with regards to it. Even if it's manufactured at a halal-certified facility, they will not put halal branding on their particular product. So it makes the task impossible.
So this is with all the products that
yes, spa-branded products. As we know and must be familiar, that chain stores get their products manufactured at different manufacturers on behalf of them. And when it comes to most of the other chain stores, what they would do is, say for example, if they have a yogurt manufactured at a facility that is certified by Senha, the Senha logo will appear on such product, even if it happens to be the brand of, say, Pick and Pay. Because it's manufactured at a facility that we certify, the logo will appear on that. When it comes to spa, unfortunately, they don't want any of that labeling or branding. and therefore we wouldn't be able to identify whether the product is halal or not.
Jazakumullah khair for the clarification. Then the next one is the Zoom juice, which is produced by Zumarati.
Gee, that is halal suitable.
072-786-1548, that is the WhatsApp number. Alternatively, there's an SMS number, which is 48855. The next one is Pengo Chewy Candy halal?
Pengo, yes, that is halal. It is made by Oya Sweets, which is 35% halal.
Oh yeah, the person saying that it has a Santa logo on the packet. And ingredients is the beef gelatin.
It has beef gelatin, which is from halal sources, and it's Santa logo.
What about what they're saying here, the Santa logo? Oh, it's a mistake in the spelling. Okay.
Yes,
I'm thinking, what is this? 072-786-1548. That is the number through which you can send your queries right away. The next query that comes through, in fact, it is on the line, someone calling in. We'll get to that in just a moment. The Coastal View Long Life Milk.
Sorry, is that Crystal?
Coastal View Long Life Milk.
And to that Long Life Milk is halal.
Then the next one is Tweezer Cold Rings.
Tweezer Cold Rings are halal.
The next one that comes through is with regards to the Dragon Energy Drink.
Dragon Energy Drink is also halal suitable.
072-786-1548. If you have any queries that you'd like to forward, you may forward them right through and get them answered by our guest on the line joining us from Johannesburg. Perhaps you could fill us in with regards to the fact and the reasoning behind why Sanha doesn't approach any company for certification and they've got to apply for certification.
As a general rule, obviously we leave it to the discretion of manufacturers. It's not a case, it's not a business decision, and we're not soliciting any business from anybody. We believe that certification should be something that the manufacturer undertakes willingly, and therefore we don't, as a rule, we don't go out and ask companies to come and certify, or we don't do marketing that companies should come and certify and promote. Yes, when a company has the need and the desire, then obviously they need to comply with our regulations, and we will assist them throughout the process. Yes, companies would be encouraged to certify where we have perhaps companies that are interested in halal or going into the halal market, then we would obviously encourage them that the most credible and reliable way of getting your product to halal conscious consumers would be through halal certification. But where we go out and ask companies to certify, that would obviously leave room for accusations, etc. And that would be forceful, and that's not our intention. A company will willingly come over, then obviously they will, comply with regulations, and it will make the task much easier. So yes, we always ask companies that whenever they want to apply or they have an intention, they to forward their request and their motivation to us, their letter of intent, and then take the process there from there.
Is Infinity Stimrol halal?
Infinity Stimrol is halal, yes.
Jazakumullah khair for that. The next one is with regards to the Dairy Milk Chocolate by Cadbury.
Dairy Milk made in South Africa by Cadbury, yes, that is halal.
Next one is the Tropica Dairy Blend.
Sorry, the Tropica?
Dairy Blend.
That is halal as well.
072-786-1548 if you have any queries that you'd like to have answered. We spoke about the Dragon Drink. What about the Monster Drink?
No, unfortunately, Monster, when it comes to Monster, that's a company that's based overseas. We've tried on numerous occasions, and I'm sure consumers are familiar with our response, of trying to get information from the manufacturers. We've had lengthy discourses, dialogues, calling into, into Europe, into America, sending emails, etc., but we haven't received anything. And in the absence of information and the ingredient disclosures, aggressively, we are unable to evaluate anything and to advise consumers on those products.
The next one is the roses cordials.
Roses cordials are halal suitable, there's no problem with that.
Then another one, the Energade Sports Fuel Bar and Future Life Smart Sports Drink.
Both of those products we have queried from the companies, but we haven't received any details. We've tried our best to get information, but unfortunately there's no response from the manufacturer.
We go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Also, I wanted to find out about Yogo frozen yogurt.
Is that a franchise company?
Yeah, it's they normally sell them in the Body Fuel Express stores.
No, that company, we don't have any association.
And then I called a while back. There wasn't information at that time on Boost, the juice bar. Is there any clarification on that, is there?
No, again, it's a franchise. We've had tentative queries from them, but no formalized agreement. So we don't actually know the processes and what goes on there.
Okay. And my final thing, you said the Nutri-Day, the smooth flavors are okay, not the low fat.
No, the low-fat, low-fat flavor, it's 100 grams of the halal.
Okay, jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Next one, the Inner Life. I think it's an energy drink.
Okay, the Inner Life, that is permissible.
The next one is with regards to they're requesting that you run through all the yogurts that are permissible.
It would be difficult to run through all. What we would advise them to do is that send us an email at helpline at senha.org.za and we can send them a comprehensive list. Nevertheless, a few products that we can mention offhand that are halal would be the Oak Spring, the Sonnendal, Honeydew. Those are certified by Senha. In addition to that, we have certain pecan pay yogurts that are manufactured at facilities that are certified by Senha. But consumers need to ensure that it has the Senha logo on it. We've also got a company called Winwest. I see their products are available in the Gauteng region at certain ShopRite stores. That is also certified by Senha. And then, as we mentioned earlier in the program, the Nutri-Day, the low-fat flavored smooth 100 gram, those yogurts are also halal. In addition to that, Pilaros yogurts are certified by Senha. It goes under the Farm Fresh brand. Those yogurt consumers may consume. Obviously, for a more detailed list, they can email us helpline@senha.org.za and we will forward them a list of halal yogurt.
Okay, jazakumullah khair for that, Mora. We have a couple of callers that we just like to round up with. Assalamu alaikum. What is it that you'd like to know?
I would like to know if the Coca-Cola is halal.
Yes, Coca-Cola is halal.
Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Next one, assalamu alaikum. Okay, that one, we leave it. That's where we're going to leave it, Moa. You can remind the listeners of the contact details.
So they can contact our offices telephonically, 0861786111. They can email us, helpline@senha.org.za. Visit our website, www.senha.org.za. Alternatively, you can view our social media platforms. Twitter handle is @senha_halal. And our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority.
جزاكم الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته
That brings us to the end of the Sana program, and it brings us to the end of Your World Today on Radio Islam National. Now, coming up shortly is the Isha Azan.